We come so far, still ain't enough. Had to go hard, now this ain't from luck. Can't win a team, the dance is day one. I'm building my dreams, so don't wake me up.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of the How to Build Your Own Dreams podcast. I am Erin Knight, co-founder of Build Your Own Dreams.
I am Brandon Boone, co-founder. What's happening? It's been just me and you, and I guess an episode in general.
Yeah, we see each other every other week at this point, but we haven't really been recording.
That's on you. I've been trying to get a record, y'all. It'd be like, man. Woo!
It's a new year.
Yo! We in Nashville, Tennessee.
You know what I'm saying?
What's happening?
Yep.
We outside.
This episode is sponsored by Grace and Peace.
Yay! Shout out Grace and Peace. DJ 412 was good. Appreciate the gear, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out.
If you go to graceandpeace.xyz, you can get a discount, 15% off, by using the code BYOD. So shout out to Grace and Peace.
Thank you so much,
Grace and Peace. We love you. Grace and Peace to y'all for the new year. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
And if you're watching this not right after the new year, thank you for watching and tuning in. So, B, we're in Nashville. This week, you know, every time we get together, we're supposed to record. We haven't been, but we're getting back on it. So this weekend, we launched. It's a new year.
Yeah.
It's not a new us, but we're offering a lot of new things.
I feel like we're newer.
We are. We're being made new every day, I think, at this point.
You finna recap why we're here?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. Unless you want to talk about something else.
I was going to talk about last year.
Yeah.
Leading up to this point, and then you can talk about why we're here.
Well, we could tell what we did so that people are like, oh, okay, I wonder why they're doing that. And then we go back.
All right, right.
So we decided literally 2.5 weeks ago to launch a series of events.
In the middle of the holidays.
In Nashville this week. So it's the top of the year. We threw our first Club-itis event. So Club-itis. So we throw events, everybody knows that, but we throw events because we want to connect with people, we want to connect with our community, we want to grow with people, but we've decided to niche down and throw smaller events that have a more dynamic impact on the people that come. So Club-itis is our dinner party series. Each time we have a chef or a caterer come through, and it's themed depending on different things. So this first theme, it was our soft launch, so we did Southern Fair small plates. We had the Southern music playing on the speaker, the music videos, and people just came to a really nice house in Nashville. We ate, we talked to each other, we got to know each other. B was the mixologist.
All the drinks, you know what I'm saying?
He was making all sorts of fun drinks. Shalika and I made blackberry lemonade.
We had two specialty cocktails.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm gonna let y'all know what it is. I gotta pull up.
Yep. Shout out to Maker's Mark, you know, for letting us utilize their whiskey.
For sure.
We're going to be trying out all sorts of different liquor brands this year. So if you have a liquor company, holla at us. We'll make a custom cocktail and give you all the footage around it. So that was the first thing. Yesterday was a crash course. Yesterday was a crash course called, what was it, the soundtrack to success?
Yeah.
We ended up selling no tickets. You know, you win some, you lose some. So with Club-itis, we actually did sell out. Soundtrack to success, we sold zero. Which is okay. And so today we're podcasting, we're hanging out. Yesterday we just used it as a planning day. We planned more for the year and really dove into why didn't we sell tickets to Soundtrack to Success. One of the reasons is we just started 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And another reason is because it's a higher price point.
We had a lot of people interested though.
Yeah.
So
it's a new city. We were planning on trying to get 10 people, but if we had three, we were excited. It didn't work out, but we learned a ton over the last 2.5 weeks. And we developed a new business model, too. So
yeah, we're going to run it back for sure.
And really then today is a podcasting day slash a little bit of personal planning. And then tomorrow we're launching an event series with a group here based in Austin, a band. It's called
Nashville.
We are in Nashville. I'm so used to saying we're in Austin. And it's called The Potluck. And so the premise is everyone bring your gifts to feed the family. Bring your best to feed the family.
Yeah.
So it started out as like a bonfire jam session, but it's supposed to be like 15 degrees tomorrow.
Right.
So we moved it inside. The band decided to make it an art party. So it'll still be a jam session. There'll be live physical art. Everybody will be able to participate in that. So as long as we don't get snowed in tomorrow, the potluck is happening tomorrow. So so that's where we're at. We're just doing different types of events. Y'all will be seeing these throughout the year if you follow us. All sorts of different type of unique offerings, but we're really focused on Club Itis and the potluck right now.
Yeah.
Club Itis, we feel like, is going to be a year-long mission. We'll see about the other things, and then you should be seeing a lot more things coming from BYOD University, which is where the crash course came from. So stay plugged in, tapped in. But how did we get here, B?
Yeah, so last year, we like to have a word for the year. And last year, our word was increase. Specifically, we was thinking more financial. But, you know what I'm saying, God was like, nah, y'all need that right now. You know what I'm saying? He gave us a lot of increase in a lot of other areas. So last year
What are some of the areas? I'm going to get into it.
So last year was definitely... it was increase in a lot of different things. One of the, I guess we can just list the things that we learned. I think one was growth, as far as business growth, learning more about us and the direction we want to go. I feel like that was one thing that we increased in. I think we increased in community. We met a lot of dope people last year, and really just focusing on leveraging our network too. So already tapping in more with the network we already have. And then just the team too. We did have to lay off our staff last year, but we still connected. Like, we still have our thread, our text threads. Like, even people we haven't worked with since last, like 2 years ago, still in the thread. So it's like 15 people.
That's true.
15 people in the thread. So it's still game. But I still think it's increasing that, you know what I'm saying? We increase in
wisdom. I think even our communication style.
Yeah.
I think that we've always come in like with good open communication, but we had to get very open and honest last year, just because the amount of hardship that we went through. It wasn't anything that we could just stay the same.
Right.
We had to be very upfront. I think I started like being a lot more honest about how I felt about things in 2022 at the end of the year, you know, when I was really, really going through.
Yeah.
So by the time we got into last year and we were in the thick of it, I think I was like knowing that it was a safe place for me to express my feelings. But then I felt like Brandon was very much expressing more of his thoughts on stuff last year and his feelings, his frustrations. And then even just like being able to be like, okay, where did we go wrong? And pinpointing that and going back and being like open about that and saying like, well, we probably should have thought more through this, or we probably should have said no to this when we knew that there was something that we were unsure about. And then I think like we've grown in understanding each other, or like trusting each other's gut instincts too.
Facts.
So it's like sometimes I, like a lot of times I don't understand why I don't want to do something, and I used to feel the need to explain it so that it made sense business wise. And I feel like now if I don't want to do something, Brandon doesn't even really ask me. He'll just be like, okay, let's think about something else. And I think also vice versa. Sometimes I'm just like shell-shocked from what we went through last year. And so if Brandon is like, yo, let's move. And I'm just trusting that he's moving with a gut instinct. And I'm just like, okay, let's move, because I don't know. Sometimes I'm scared to move now because of all the stuff that we went through. Or even like, we grew in our dependence on the Lord. Like, we really pause and pray about stuff now. And even when we feel like we're supposed to move forward, we may take a step and be like, I think we should pray about that again.
Facts.
So, yeah.
I want to recap the growth part, too. I think even learning more, I said about the direction we wanted to learn, but even deeper than that, it's like we kind of starting back. I guess, building the foundation, but the foundation is around us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not depending on other people to make our business get to the point where we want to get. So I tell people all the time, when people ask me what I do, blah, 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 I give them a breakdown. I always say, we started off heavily on the music side, managing artists, brand management and stuff. And then throughout last year, we was like, we done with music. We not in the music space no more. Blah, 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 blah. We was trying to run from it. But right, really December last month, we was like, nah, I don't think we need to run from this. This is what we're great at. You know what I'm saying? We just got to reframe our thought process when handling this side of the business. So now it's like, we know exactly what we want to do. We're not managing artists anymore, but we would still work with artists. Cause again, last we was like, we ain't working with artists no more, blah, 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 blah. We was like, we was over it, you know what I'm saying? But now we have growth, increase in knowledge and understanding on, okay, management is not for us, but we trying to reframe what that looks like. And now we was like, okay, we kind of like your growth strategies.
Yeah.
So we kind of building off that framework and what that looks like. Cause what we do, it's a little bit, management is so, that's a whole nother kind of, management is so many different things, right?
It's taxing and, then, and heartbreaking, right. And so that's why we, and expensive.
Right. So then we start saying brand management, right? Mm-hmm. Where we just focus on marketing, but we always done a lot more than just marketing.
We did management, you know, plus marketing, plus, but still was only calling ourselves, right, brand managers.
Right. So that's out the window. As a growth strategist, we like, okay, it's a little bit of everything. And each artist we work with, it's gonna look different. We're gonna evaluate where they at in their career, what their goals are. And then we're gonna provide growth strategies to help them grow. That's gonna involve marketing. That may involve some business tips, financials, or, you know, getting your admin stuff in order, the PRO, all that stuff. It may include branding. It may include, okay, y'all already got all that. Let's get you all into the community. Maybe we need to start doing events, not tours, because we, you know what I'm saying, unless that makes sense, but how can we build you in the community and get to the critical mass point of 1,000 fans spending $100 on you a month? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it includes different things, and I think that's something that we increased in understanding in last year. So that's kind of what we're building out right now.
It's recording.
Yo, the computer don't want us to be great right now, yo.
I know we're about to set some people free with this wisdom we got.
You know what I'm saying?
The enemy coming.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, but we can, that's kind of, I was trying to give more background on
where we're moving to.
Yeah, but
I think even the increase in understanding, because we understand ourselves and our needs more, I think that we were so focused on proving that we cared about the community and proving that we were here to serve other people, that we were abandoning ourselves and our desires and, mm-hmm. and our needs, because we were like, we'll just do this for really for a few years and then people will value us. And right. It's like, man, you gotta value yourself before people really truly value you. Right. So last year looked like a lot of no. And we said no so many times, it was really eating our pockets up too, because people were like, please take these morsels because this is where I value you. And we were like, there's no way, the whole pie is ours. We're sharing with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to share the pie with us, we're not interested in these morsels off of your stale bread. So I think, and then even the understanding, like working with artists, growth strategists, that came because we want to look at what's the future of management. I think that I've been a manager for a really long time and I started hating it a few years back, and slowly, I started
trimming down,
dropping clients, and then we got into management collectively because I thought that was going to be what saved us. And then we both hated it. So then more clients fell off, and you know, now we don't have any management clients, which I feel almost relieved about, because it gives us the space to say what could be there. Because we still, like we said, want to help artists. I think we were hurt and resentful for a minute, but it's like, no, we realized that we weren't getting fed while we were feeding other people. Mm. And so now it's like, what does it look like to feed the masses and to feed the people that we love and care about? Like, we really want to affect, you know, media and culture, and music is going to be a way to do that.
Right. But, and how we do that without starving ourselves.
Yeah, and not only not starving ourselves, I believe that we were made for abundance. So it's not even just getting a meal. It's like, how can we really experience the abundance and not put ourselves in harm's way, you know?
Yeah.
It was really hard last year because we felt like we gave and gave and gave and overgave. And then the feedback was that we were greedy.
Right.
And I'm like,
a lot of, yeah,
how?
Be greedy and do bad business.
Yeah.
And all
so
this type
so that was rough. We just realized we were undervalued and misunderstood. And when we realized that we understood ourselves, we were like, well, we just don't need to be here. Or we're also misunderstood. And so now walking into working with artists, we thrive at throwing events. So why not come in as a growth strategist and say, how can we grow your community? And again, the critical mass. If we can get 1,000 people to support what Build Your Own Dreams is doing, we don't have to sign up and wait for anybody else.
Right.
So as we're building our own critical mass, we're working on helping other companies, entities, artists, collectives, whatever, build their critical mass. So that's the focal point that we're reaching back into. A critical mass is 1,000 people willing to spend $100 on you. So with Club Itis, with us, we upped our price point, you know, so it's a way more expensive ticket to come to Club Itis than it is to come to one of our parties. But now we are getting closer to knowing who our core audience is and who our core people are versus saying, let's just throw a bunch of parties and events.
And again, and with Club Itis, we're trying to build experiences that we will enjoy. You know what I'm saying? I think we're in a different phase of our life now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying we never gonna throw a party again, but it's like, we ourselves right now, this season, we don't really go to a lot of parties.
We want
to like where it's a club,
food,
right? Yeah, we in that phase.
Nice environment.
Eat good, drink good.
Yes.
Meet good people.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No open bars with cheap liquor.
Yeah.
No loud drunk people.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
places
we,
that brave can go.
Right. So how can we build experiences if we feel like that? You know what I'm saying? Of course, there's a ton of other people within that demographic that feels like that. And where we at, you know, being in Austin, and now we're about to start building here in Nashville, we haven't seen a lot of that. Not saying it's out there. There's a couple people for sure doing it, and we might just haven't came across it yet. But for now, it's like, okay, let's build there. We feel like there's a gap and a lot of opportunity for that. So that's kind of what we're building. That's what Clyde is going to be.
You know, they say, be what you want to see in the world. So
yeah,
that's us building what we have thought about, dreamed about. Still connecting, which
right.
is the crux of
I was just about
us.
To say, I think, my behind me, because you're
no,
off. Because I was about to say, that's another piece of the hype. It's just like, we actually want to connect with people. And it's hard to do that in a bar or a club, right? You know what I'm saying? Because the music is loud, the DJ going crazy, you know what I'm saying? People moving around, they really don't dance no more. That's
yeah.
another thing.
And Club Itis is like limited tickets, so
yeah,
so this
small.
this one we only had space for 21 people.
Yeah.
We're gonna do one in Austin, and there's only space for like 40 people. We don't envision this going bigger than 50 people. It's like you gotta make a reservation, and then you come, and the whole time we have a way for you to connect with the people in the room.
Yeah.
So it's not super structured where you're like forced, but we just want to do things where you can go deeper with people and build connection, because a lot of people are out here feeling lonely or feeling disconnected from the people that they may have consistently connected to, but they're looking for something different. And that's us right now. That's exactly where we're at. We feel disconnected from what we used to do and who
right.
we used to be. Not necessarily our personal communities, but even our space in the music industry and all those different things. So this is our reemergence. It's our rebirth. Year 3 started for us in September
yeah.
of 2023. So we're basically into the first quarter of our new year as a business. And I feel more calm and more peace.
I feel like you at a point where I feel like you've been, this is the most peaceful I've ever seen you.
Wow,
you know what
thank
I'm saying?
You.
Dang,
I didn't know you could tell.
Yeah, heck, what?
I feel it.
Heck yeah. So that's why I feel good about it, because I know at some point you was like, you about to be done with all
with
everything.
Everything.
You about
was,
to go get a job and whatever.
I didn't know where I was going to work, but I was applying
Yo.
For a bunch of jobs in and outside of the music
Yo.
Industry. And God knew, because he didn't let me get no jobs.
Right.
It was so annoying.
No, you got one, but right
yeah,
back where
true.
You're supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Music experience.
I ended up getting, I have a really, really, really dope gig right now.
Yeah.
And that's funny, because I didn't even think about it, because I don't consider it a job. The Lord really blessed me, because what I'm doing now is really on point with my purpose. And I don't stress.
Yeah.
I don't overwork. And I'm just so respected and appreciated in the place that I'm at. But I have unlimited flexibility, which is wild. And I'm on salary, so it don't change. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, the Lord has just been gracious to us. We've just been learning a ton. So, even though last year we said it was the year of increase, Brandon got the word. He was like, man, I feel like God is telling us this is the year of increase. So the whole year we're looking for the windfall of money. Boy, we've never lost this much money in a year. We lost a ton of money last year. We lost a ton of relationships, but I don't consider it a loss. I consider it like the ground being level.
Yeah.
Like we were in the mud or in the sand dunes in places we were not supposed to be. And God leveled out our ground. And I really think that all the seeds that we've sown individually and collectively as a business are really going to start being reaped this year. So I'm really encouraged. This is the start of a new year, but the words that I have for myself this year that I felt like the Lord gave me was peace and provision. And the words that I felt like I got for business was clarity and connection. Mm. And so I feel like we're going to be providing clarity for people, and we're going to be receiving clarity for ourselves. And we're going to be, the dots are going to connect for us as we're connecting people to their purpose and people to other people that they need to connect with. So I'm really encouraged about the new year.
I just want to say, you know, this is our third year, so we're celebrating 3 years. We celebrated back in, what was that, October? But at the top of this year, you know what I'm saying, we got the official notice that our trademark got approved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we officially own Build Your Own Dreams, you know what I'm saying?
The trademark.
Two classes, so.
We will sue you if you try to use this name.
You know what I'm saying? We own it for the clothing.
It's on my fingers,
you know what I'm
y'all
saying?
See it.
And B-Y-O-G. We own it for the whole music, educational, whatever that class is. So we own both sides, you know what I'm saying? So Build Your Own Dreams, we out here. I guess tap in, you know what I'm saying? We just want to kind of recap where we at on this episode. Make sure to please like, share, comment. Please subscribe on YouTube.
Support us, man.
You know what I'm saying? If y'all been rocking with the podcast, please leave a review. That really helps. And let us know, man. We want to know what y'all thinking if y'all rocking with us. I know when I see people out in the public, they already like they tap in. Which is super, super grateful. But please leave a review, leave a comment, let us know what topics y'all want to hear. But yeah.
Y'all really gonna see so many amazing dynamic things this year. I just wanna let y'all know, like, we believe it. There's so many things that have been shown to us that indicate that it's gonna be a great year. So y'all are here at the beginning. I think this year is gonna be a crazy year of rapid growth. So thank you for being here now, but we're looking forward to seeing how everything turns out this year.
We appreciate y'all.
Thanks y'all so much for supporting us.